The first reading for Christmas morning comes from Isaiah chapter 52. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. The voice of your watchmen, they lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy. For eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle reading comes from Hebrews chapter 1. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. And he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, you are my son, today I have begotten you? Or again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he said, let all God's angels worship him. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace you in peace this Christmas morning from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Christmas Day texts are ones that have been lodged on this day for millennia. If you read back through the great Christmas sermons across the ages, most of them look at John's prologue. It lends itself to a deep pondering. And it's the type of thing that people who make decisions about what is worth preserving like. There's a strong minority report for Isaiah's poetry. Isaiah, sometimes called the fifth gospel, isn't John's mysticism, but is a mighty trumpet. Say to the people of Zion, your God reigns. watchmen. Proclaim to the waste places of Jerusalem, the Lord has redeemed you. Great stuff. And maybe it's the softness in me that always had me eyeing the runt of the litter. Or maybe it's my pretension at being a simple American. The forgotten and neglected Hebrews reading has always resonated with me on Christmas morning. Long ago, at many times, and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. Even though what has come to us today is the first brand new thing since this world began, it was prepared for. We tend to think that God has fallen silent. I think that every age thinks that. But that's not the truth. Long ago, God spoke, and he continued to speak. And if he stopped, the entire world would have fallen apart, because we only live by the word of God. In many times and in many ways, he spoke. God has never abandoned his creation. He never even left it, even. Though out of those ever-deepening years, his word has been with us. It was, and is, and always will be there for those with ears to hear. In these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. That word, which has always been spoken through surrogates, the prophets, today has come by the incarnation. The one who is and was and will be has spoken to us with his very own tongue. What might have felt distant has drawn near as possible, and proclaimed peace. What was once hidden has been revealed before our eyes. What once was only a rumor and a fragile hope has been made sure. His holy arm has been bared before the eyes of all nations. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. The world is full of stories about God's taking on human form. Most of them are terrible stories. Zeus and Europa or Io or Leda. All the stories of the East and their various bodhisattvas. Or the Aztec stories of Quetzalcoatl. But in all of these, there is a difference. And that difference is what the Athanasian Creed captures when it says, not by the conversion of the deity into flesh, but by the assumption of the humanity into God. In all of those other stories, the various gods take on and then shuffle off a human frame like a costume, and it changes nothing. The deity for a time and its own pleasure converts to flesh and then discards it when done. But that's not the incarnation. The fullness of God now dwells in human form. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. We should be careful. His humanity is ours perfected. It's what Adam and Eve had at first and lost. And we are all the sons of Adam and the daughters of Eve. Our flesh has been corrupted, and we still bear their nature. But the radiance of the glory of God has come to us. His nature has saved our nature. In the incarnation, God took humanity into himself. The God from God, light from light, very God from very God, was born of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary. And in the unity of Christ, who we are also joined to by that cross and by our baptism, in that unity, we will one day also pick up that perfected flesh, that resurrection body. He's perfected our nature, and we will share his. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Having taken into himself humanity, he redeemed it. He purified it. And today, we still struggle with the limitations of the natural Adam, but we are being conformed to Christ. Today, we might be cracked vessels, but in these broken jars, the glory of the Lord and the Holy Spirit is pleased to dwell. We have become the holy temple, the living stones. No longer do we point at great and noble stones and imagine God living in them, but in a child and in you. You have been placed into holy service. You have been called to that holy life, and you have been freed from corruption because you are being prepared for the service of the Majesty on high. That's the poetry of Isaiah. All of the prophets from old said it. They lifted up their voices together to sing for joy. For they from that side, and we from our side, see the same thing. We see the return of the Lord to Zion. What was present in word has become present in flesh and has redeemed his people, all of the waste places. That's the mysticism of John as well. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There's plenty of darkness in this world, but it never wins. It is passing away. And not everyone has received the light, but everyone who does receive it, who believes in his name, you have become the children of God. The zeal of the Lord of hosts has done this. The steadfast love of the Father has been revealed to the house of Israel. The righteousness of God has been given to all in the sight of every nation. And it has come to you. Today, your God reigns. Today, you have been given the victory. Today, we have seen his glory, full of grace and truth. Today, we make a joyful noise to the Lord of the earth and break forth into praises. Today, He has spoken to us by his Son, who has taken up our humanity. Amen.
No.